Now, the Legal Aid Board opened its 34th centre recently. The new Law and Family Mediation Centre will provide access to civil legal aid and advice for people and nearby areas in Ballymun, where it was opened, who wouldn't otherwise be able to afford it. The services at the centre include supported decision-making under the Assisted Decision-Making Capacity Act 2015, which is kind of a new one for all of us to get involved in, and the MeCare Traveller Legal Support Service as well. Well, with me on the line to talk about this, we've got Joan Crawford, who is CEO of the Legal Aid Board. Joan, good morning to you and thanks for joining us in the programme.
Morning, Jerry.
34 centres now right across the country. You're headquartered in Carrigsevine. Can you tell me a bit about, I suppose, how things have changed? And I just mentioned there the Assisted Decision-Making Capacity Act, which, again, it adds to the law in this area all the time that people need assistance with.
It does indeed. And your listeners might like to know that the Legal Aid Board are very much involved in helping people look for the legal advice that they need in respect of this new act, because everybody is getting used to this act and the way it is being implemented, and it's particularly useful for people who have family members or indeed people themselves who are aware that they are losing maybe capacity to make their own decisions, but they would very much like to make their decisions now for what happens to them in the future. And also for people who have a family member who perhaps their capacity is going and they're concerned about them. And I would really strongly ask your listeners to contact us. They'll get details on our website, www.legalaidboard.ie, or indeed our local law centre there in Tralee, which is in one day place in Tralee, and they will be told how we can help them and how we can assist them. So it's really important that people do find out what we can do for them, in particular in relation to that act.
That's very important for it. Who can access and who would be accessing your services most frequently?
I suppose it's fair to say we have a lot of different services that we offer in the Legal Aid Board, but we do offer there's a lot of family law work that we do. It's not the only work that we do at all, but it does predominate a lot of the applications that we get. However, we also work in other areas. You know, we do probate actions, we do contract work in contract law and other actions, medical negligence, PI. So I would say to people again that if you're not sure if the problem that you have is covered by legal aid, contact us and we will go through the detail with you and give you the information you need and let you know how we can help you. And if we can't help you, we'd be very happy to refer you to a service that can.
Okay, and that is the important thing in relation to that. Do you have to be of a certain income limit to access services, or does that matter?
Okay, well, I would say to you, Jerry, we have two different services, if you like. First of all, the civil legal aid and advice that we offer is means tested. However, I want to assure your listeners that if you have a priority matter, so if you're a victim of domestic violence, we do not keep you waiting on a waiting list. We will assess you very quickly. And in certain work, like domestic violence, you won't be charged for the work that we do for you.
So yeah. Is that, Joan, because of the situation in regards to somebody could be coming out of a very difficult situation? They might in fact, through their own or their husband's, the money might be tied up in that situation of family and running the home, and that needs to be taken into consideration if they're leaving a situation like that and need help.
Well, first of all, I would say anybody who's, for instance, a victim of domestic violence should immediately seek legal advice from us. And they will be means tested. However, as I said, they will be given, there's a number of allowances. We have a threshold at the moment of 18,000 net income, where there are allowances allowed off your gross income. And I think it's really important that people attend the law centre or indeed phone a law centre and get that information, because they may be in a situation that they need help very quickly. For other people where their situation is difficult but not as as maybe a priority matter, again, please contact us and we will go through the income thresholds with you and explain the process, because it's really important that people don't just take a view that they may not qualify. They should really find out.
Yeah.
But the other service we offer, which I really would like to promote to your listeners, is our family mediation service, because that is completely free. And it is free to every person in the country, no matter what your income is or otherwise. And it's an excellent service. And we have one one of our mediation offices located actually in Marketplace in Tralee, staffed by Paul and Michelle, our two mediators there, ably assisted by Tara. We have, if you're not sure whether, you know, mediation is for you, we have a callback facility on our website, and that will that will give you the information you need to explain, first of all, what mediation is. It's an excellent service. We have the most experienced mediators in the country, and what they do is, where a relationship is broken down, and particularly where there are children involved, they work hard with the two parties to facilitate an agreement that works for them and their children. So it's not imposed by a stranger in a court. It's something that they can work out themselves with the experience of a family mediator, often in circumstances where the parties themselves don't get on. But the expertise of the mediator allows an agreement to be reached on all issues or even just on some issues. And it really does save people starting a court process where relationships, unfortunately, can break down even further, because sometimes in court processes, matters become quite fractious. They don't maybe start off as bad, and as time goes on, and for the length of time people go through various different stages of their lives, things can get a little bit fractious. So I would really strongly ask people to get information about mediation. And I suppose really, once they understand the process, they may very well would like to try the process for them. And it really does work. The last thing you want to do is to spend your time going in and out of court on every family occasion. So, for instance, for people who had recent communions or confirmations or whatever, I'm sure for any of them who had to end up going to court to agree arrangements, that was a big stress for them. And you can take that stress away.
Yeah, if you can. So the point is, the mediation service is something that is designed to try and stop it going to court, the expense, the trauma, the emotional tangle of it all. If you can stop that and get a resolution for it, it's just worth so much to people, even if they realise it or not.
It is, and particularly, Jerry, we also do child-inclusive mediation. So, if there are children in a relationship that's broke down, and only if both parents agree, the children can be brought into the process, and we have highly experienced mediators in child-inclusive mediation who can maybe for the first time get children to open up about what it is they want, what it is they feel. And sometimes it can be very simple that they didn't want to go on an access visit on a particular day because they had another sporting event, and it wasn't that they wanted to upset one of their parents, but they simply don't feel that they can say this. But in the confines of a confidential mediation service with both parents present, the mediator has the expertise to get behind what the issues are, and really it works very well for children as well.
Yeah, it certainly does. So it's definitely worth examining. And again, it's a free service designed to encourage
that
people, whatever your wealth, whatever it is, that you can go for that and try and get through it.
Absolutely. And I would really ask your listeners to get at least an information session on it, because it's very worthwhile. And also, the work that we do in our law centres is really, really important work, where we really want to empower people to take control of their family changes. And we help them to do that. And we help them to do that in a way that hopefully will work for them in the future. An example for your listeners, just to give a short example, as a solicitor in the board myself, I had a situation where I had a client who unfortunately was diagnosed with a terminal illness. And her main worry was her young adult children, because she was aware that her partner wanted to sell the house when she passed away. And of course, that was such a big worry for her, on top of obviously her ill health. And we took that case as a priority, and I was able to get that case done very quickly, and thankfully successfully ensure that the house was secured for the adult children. And that in itself gave her the comfort that she needed in a very difficult place in her life. So those are the type of cases and that we can deal with for people, that we can help people in very difficult circumstances. So do, as I said, do find out what services we provide. And of course, we are very lucky to have our head office in Carrigsaveen. We have over 70 local staff there, and they're a superb staff, and we're delighted to have that presence. One of the local, I think the biggest local employer actually in Carrigsaveen, I would say. And so we do have a really good connection with Kerry.
Yeah, that's true indeed. Is it a situation whereby, this is obviously civil legal aid you're talking about here, the criminal legal aid side, is that administered by the Department of Justice, or will there be a transfer of powers in that area in the time to come?
Well, you're right, the department do administer that at the moment. We administer just three very small ad hoc schemes. However, there is a proposal which has not passed through the legislative process just yet. It's in that process where the Legal Aid Board will be taking over the administration of all criminal legal aid schemes. But I expect that that's a future piece of work for us, in the future, not just now.
Yeah, still to go through the full process of the legislative process there is in the country. Okay, well, listen, look, John, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us. Good luck with the new office and the continuing work, and hopefully more people will use the family mediation service as well as looking for the family legal aid. But thanks for talking to us in the programme this morning.
Thank you very much, Jerry.